We all know we are done. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Before you sit down, shake the hands of three people. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. As you take your seat. I cannot tell what the future holds. I hold a future. I welcome everyone here this afternoon, this morning still, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Everyone who is excited to be here in God's presence, shout aloud, Amen. We also welcome our children from the Turkish Nigerian College. You're welcome. Give the Lord the praise for them. Destiny Christian Academy just left and then they came in their place. This morning, God will give you a reason to celebrate. The inevitability of faith, part 2. That is the subject for this morning. The inevitability of faith, part 2. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek it. This morning, our objective is to understand why faith is both inevitable and indispensable for the life of a child of God. Why do we need faith? Why is faith crucial? In the first service, we said that without faith, it is not just impossible to please God, it is almost impossible to do anything. Prayer without faith is effort in futility. Godliness without faith is frustration at the end. Because the people see you don't drink like them, you don't smoke like them, yet they can't see results in your life. So faith is very critical. Why is faith inevitable? We saw 6 things in the first service. Very, very important. And we can't go into them because of the time we have. And so I plead with you to go through the first service messages on YouTube, and you can download or whichever way or pick a CD. But for this service, we're going to look at 6 points, other points. Reasons why faith is inevitable. Number 1, which actually translates to number 7, in case you attended the first service. Faith enhances our obedience to God. It enhances man's obedience. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 to 18. You say, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. That is, he obeyed God. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. It is impossible to obey God until you believe that God is real. So take note of the following. First, true faith. We know that God is both real and reliable. All right, like this. That God is real, reliable, and believable. When a man or a woman is in faith, it is clear to you that God is real, God is reliable, God is believable. The second is like unto the first. Through faith, we know that God is dependable and trustworthy. So he can be believed. He's both dependable and trustworthy. So he can be believed. Thirdly, true faith, obeying God's commands and instructions, come naturally. It is natural to obey commands and instructions. It's natural. And the fourth is like this. That faith makes disobedience to God difficult, if not impossible. It makes disobeying God difficult because you know that God is real. You know that he is reliable. You know that he is dependable. Listen to this. The lack of faith makes it easy to doubt God. You doubt him, you suspect him. For example, he said, I shall serve the Lord, my God, and he shall bless my bread and my water. And I say, am I sure? Just serving him, will he bless my bread and my water? And I'm not sure. So when I want, I serve. When I don't want, I don't serve. He said, I'm not sure it's real. I'm not sure it's reliable. He said, honor God with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase, and then your barns will explode. That is, God is not a taker. He's a giver. He's not trying to see what he wants to take from me. Are you really sure? Are you sure it's not church that wants to collect something from me? So whenever you feel like, you give, and when you don't feel like, you don't give. But when you believe God, these things are natural. I heard something from God's servant Papa Yedeko yesterday. He said, he also heard it from someone. I think a faith TV man was being interviewed by his daughters. And the man said, we don't live. We don't give to live. That is, because I want to live, let me give. He said, we don't give to live. We live to give. He said, if you give to live, you take the glory for it, for your giving. I gave this, so I got this. But if you live to give, the reason why you are living is giving. God gets the glory. towards. So the things you need to do, nobody will beg you to do them. Nobody will beg you to evangelize. Nobody will beg you to pray. Nobody will beg you to study the word. Because you know from the word what God says what should happen to you when you do those things. And you believe God, so you are not begged. Where you see people doubting and questioning everything in church, everything the Bible said, literally, these are people out of faith. Somebody say amen. Faith enhances our obedience to God. Number two, faith guarantees our defense. Against missiles from hell. It guarantees our defense from the missiles from hell. Arrows of wickedness. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. To take the shield of faith. Why is faith too necessary? One or A. Faith is a preservative of life and destiny. It's a preservative. You are not cut short before your time by faith. It's a preservative of life. Especially as we live in a world of flying arrows. Somebody finished PhD and became mad on the spot. Somebody got married and that was the end of the menstrual cycle. Somebody got married and there is no power to relate to his wife and he was powerful before. Terrible demonic arrows. Somebody gave money in the village and that was the end of his business. The shield of faith is a preservative of life. That's why faith, you cannot just be without faith. Second, faith delivers the believer from ending as a victim of enemy arrows and missiles. It delivers the believer from ending as a victim of enemy arrows and missiles. Thirdly, faith makes it impossible to exist defenseless, vulnerable, and wasteable. It makes it impossible to exist defenseless, vulnerable, and wasteable. Arrows fly. The final point is, without faith, it is easy to be a victim of enemy arrows. I've said that before. Easy. One day, in a Rwandan church, young lady was brought in mad by the power of God and the power of faith. The spirit of madness was cast out of her. unknown to everybody. That spirit of madness was imparted to her by stepmother. You have heard nothing yet. You heard nothing. She was delivered around 1 p.m. Healing and deliverance service in the Real White Church. As she was free here, exactly the same time, 5 hours distance, the original sender inherited it. Magalaga yadaga. Original sender tore her cloth on the spot. If madness was good, she has become mad. Flying arrows. In order for you not to be a victim of flying arrows. One sister came to church. Her mother became stroked. Mother or father, one of them, became stroked, paralyzed on the spot. She didn't know what happened. Ministration was released upon the woman, bottle of oil blessed, taken all the way to the east, anointed. The woman got her healing on the spot. A man and his wife, a wizard and a witch, inherited the stroke. Not every physical happening is physiological. Some are demonical. Do you understand what I'm saying here? It's a world of flying arrows. So you carry, you move about with your shield of faith. So that when the arrows arrive, they are refunded back. Somebody say refund. I stand here today by the prophetic and apostolic mantle of God on my life. Everyone that has ever been a victim of arrows from hell, missiles of darkness, I announce right now, these arrows are retrieved and they are refired back to hell. You cannot be a victim another time. I heard a very terrible story yesterday. Woman gave birth to her child. 2 days later. Now, while she was pregnant, her friend, which is meant to be a close friend, asked her, when is your EDD? He said, it will be April. It was meant to be May. But for one reason or the other, she said April. The other way. It was meant to be April. She said May. So long story made short, she delivered in April. And a friend called. How are you doing? Say, I've just delivered. Say, but you told me it is May. So he took her by surprise. He said, okay, I am coming tomorrow to see the baby. He came with 2 pampers. Wow. That was how this mother put the pamper on the child. The child, by the time they removed the pamper, it was all blood. 2-day-old baby. She didn't think yet. She used the second pamper the next day. The blood multiplied. They took the child to the hospital and the child was on admission for 6 months. You have heard nothing yet. Arrow. Wicked, wicked devil. That was how the life of this boy turned upside down. As he couldn't die, he became something else for almost 40 years of his life. Yes. Then one night the word came from the commanding the day altar for the boy. Razor sharp. As the boy got so delivered from all the things, he's 18 now, until the mother is so shocked that he see the same boy. Now this is a exciting matter. Since the day she has brought the diapers, she has not seen her again. They have not seen each other. Only when the child was about, is it 10 years or 12 years, he called. How are you and how is your children? How is your family? She replied, Jesus is in control. She dropped the phone. There is wickedness in this world, but any devil, I'm going to say it the way it's saying in Nigeria, any devil and their agent that wants to wicked you, the wickedness returns back to hell. I want to declare this with passion. Every agenda of hell against you, against your children, against your family, against your loved ones, against your life, every arrow, every missile, I declare them retrieved and refired back to hell. Somebody shout back to sender. Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus, I overcome every fiery arrow, every flaming arrow from hell by the power of faith. Shake three hands around you and tell you will never be a victim. You will never be a victim. You will never be a victim. You will never be the victim. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Faith enhances our obedience of God. Faith guarantees our defense against missiles from hell. Number three, faith delivers from existence in hopelessness. Hopelessness. It is easy to be hopeless in a very, very hopeless world. It delivers from hopelessness. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance, note this first, that the presence of faith is the certainty of hope. The presence of faith is the certainty of hope. Faith cannot be present and hope is absent. And I'll tell you about it just now. The presence of faith is the certainty of hope. And that means, secondly, it is impossible to be faith-filled and be hopeless. It is impossible to be faith-filled and be hopeless. People are hopeless when they are faithless. It is impossible to be faith-filled and be hopeless. Why is this important? Three, hope is critical to life. Hope is essential for life. That is why the Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4, to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. What is the meaning of that? People are joined to the living when there is hope. People are joined to the living where there is hope. What's the meaning? People think of dying where there is no hope. They think of dying.
People think of committing suicide where there is no hope. That's why people say, oh, what is this life all about? Why am I still alive? What is the use? I spoke with a man, billionaire man. He didn't have money challenge. He didn't have any challenge. It is children challenge. That is, children out of control, right? Challenged children. He told me and you. You see, at the point in the problem, he said, what is the use of life? Yes. He said at a particular peak of the problem, there was money he was chasing. That is, that was coming like in billions. Forgot about what's the use of money if I'm failing here? He didn't pursue it went. That is, as far as the children matter was concerned, there was no hope. This child is this and that child is this. What is the use of life? Can you imagine? Can you be that? That is not hope. Not hopeless about money to buy aeroplane is there. But what is the use of life? Hope is the oxygen of life. Is the oxygen of life. You heard that? People can survive 40 days without food, or you must drink water. But it's possible for people to survive even 7 days without water, but I don't advise it. Don't go 3 days if you must. Dry fasting without water. Don't allow your kidneys to shut down. The brain can survive 4 minutes without oxygen. Somebody can become brain dead. But nobody survives a second without hope. You hear what I said? That's hope is more vital than even food. You can be foodful and still die if you are hopeless. And that is why it is important for your faith in God to be in place. God is on the throne. The devil is not in control. I shall fulfill my days. What is written about me shall come to pass. No devil can prevent me from becoming what I must become. Hey! Somebody shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I must fulfill the purpose of God for my life in the land of the living. I refuse to lose hope. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Finally, on that note, that faith believers from hopelessness. It is important to note, number 4, that where faith is in place, hope is in place. And where hope is in place, help is on the way. If faith is in place, hope is in place. If hope is in place, help is on the way. For I will look up to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will never suffer my feet to be moved. He that watcheth Israel will never sleep nor slumber. Somebody shout hallelujah! Faith is very vital. Because to deliver us from hopelessness.
There are people who have hope but don't have faith. What kind of people? The people who don't have any, they don't have any connection with the word of God. Because faith is word-based. So, but they are just, well, I just hope that one day things will change. That type is not substantial. It's not concrete.
Anything can flatten it out.
It's possible to have faith without hope.
But it is never possible to have,
It's possible to have hope without faith.
But it's not possible to have faith and you lack hope. Because hope is the concrete of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Somebody say a loud amen. Can we go to the next level? Number four. Is that number four for this service?
Faith helps in persistence until answers arrive.
Until answers come.
Faith makes you to just remain until the answers arrive.
Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 12.
That's why faith is important.
That you be not slothful, but followers of them
who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Job chapter 14 and in verse 14. He says, if a man die, shall he live again? Answer is no. All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. Hallelujah.
Listen to the following. First of all, first, by faith, endurance and tenacity are in place
until answers come.
Endurance, tenacity,
pertinacity. They are in place.
Resilience, stick to it
until answers come. Secondly,
by the force of faith, giving up does not constitute an option.
Faith people don't give up. I will wait until my change comes.
Until my change comes. Giving up is not optional.
Thirdly,
by the force of faith, orchestrating alternatives to God is not an option.
You don't orchestrate alternatives to God. It is not an option.
Finally, this is the summary. By faith, you don't give up until promises are realized. That's why faith is necessary.
You don't give up.
God says you will still be married. You get married. I don't care whether it is age 25 or the devil delayed himself till age 45. You still got married. Age 50, 55, you still got married. I know of a big auntie who had little children when she was already a big girl many years ago. She gave birth, she got married between 50 something or 60 or something. Still gave birth to her child. I don't know of others, but I knew of when she gave birth to the first one. You don't give up. Giving up is not an option. You give up only to go down. Those who give up can't go up. People give up, they go down.
Somebody say a loud amen.
I want somebody to make a confession that is very brutal. Are you ready? Lift your hand, say,
in my life. No giving up. No giving in. No giving out. No giving way. I am here. Hey! Hey! Again, say in my life, there can be no giving up. No giving in. No giving out. And I'm not giving way. I am here. Here we are. Here in faith. Here we are. Here in God. Here we are. Here in His glory. Here on the stand on His wall. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust thy sweetest frame, but holy lean on Christ. Solid rock on all other ground is sinking sand. On other ground is sinking sand. Look at what I say. I'm not giving up. Don't say to somebody, I am not giving up. Now look at another person, I'm not giving in. Look at the third person, I'm not giving way. Look at another person, I'm not giving out. I am here. Now in vernacular, say, I dare. Hallelujah. And in the name that is above every name, in this week and in this season, God will vindicate your faith. God will vindicate your faith. God will confirm to you that you have not believed in vain. Shout the Lord and say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Faith helps in persistence until answers come. Number 10. All right, that was number 10. All right, number 5, which is my 11. Faith is necessary for confronting difficulties, impossibilities, and mountains. Necessary for confronting difficulties, impossibility, and mountains. So without faith, it is impossible. So everything is literally impossible. Mark 11, 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have. First thing to note is that faith is the dynamite that detonates mountains, obstacles, and impossibilities of life. Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe.
Faith is important for the confronting of impossibilities. I was in medical school, 500 level. In 500 level, you write exams in five areas. Each of them is a degree course. Chemical pathology, immunology, hematology, histopathology, microbiology. These are BSc courses that you do under 2 years. And you squeeze all of them together, and then pharmacology. And then you come and write an exam. So I entered into the exam hall for pathology, and they said, write the autopsy finding of a man dying of primary liver cell carcinoma. Autopsy finding. That was, write the autopsy finding. Autopsy means the person died, and then you did the post-mortem, and then found the cause of death. So they are asking me, write the autopsy finding of a patient dying. You know what I wrote? I said, the person has not died. Maybe I should have read law, because that's a legal interpretation of the question. Person has not died. Why should we do autopsy? Since the person has not died, no need for autopsy. Full stop. Ola, ola. 25 marks. That is what that question carries. 25. When I came out of the exam hall, I realized that is how they set pathology questions or those kind of questions. You know, when a doctor says a person dying, the mind, the scientist's mind is going to die. He's not talking of miracle. I mean, for medical people, there are certain things that once it's diagnosed, the next thing is death. So there is no belief that he's not going to die. So it's a matter of after he has died, because he will die, what will you find? So I said, my own faith and spiritual mind say that a person has not died. Why should you find out the cause of death? It was going to be a major banging, major failure, because there is nowhere you can fetch 25 marks. They do closed marking system. You can't get above a certain level, and then, you know what I did? I said, Lord, I know the answer. It is just that I misunderstood the question. I gladly plead with you. The Bible says God wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger. So God can write. And he has the pen of a ready writer. Just what you know I should have written if I had understood the question. Oh Lord, help me write it. And I went with audacity and rascality, that the answer will be written. One of those who marked the script saw me at the teaching hospital. Hi! What a writing! Congratulations! Hey! He said you just smashed the thing. Hi! That was too much. The things I am telling you, and it's not today. Oh, some of us started this work longest time. I've seen breast tumor healed as a medical student. Kidney packed up, returned back from medical school. Shook hands, say, what a performance. Oh yes, one of the people asked me whether I wanted to. It was incredible. It was a mountain. That was failure staring in the eye. That is your classmates are moving forward. You are tarrying. And you have not had that record before. This English pathology question that I answered in a legal way. You know, lawyers can make a difference. Hallelujah. That was what happened. There is no mountain that faith cannot collapse. Am I communicating at all? There is no mountain that faith cannot collapse. There is no obstacle that is not crossable by faith. I announce to you today, every current obstacle in front of you, go ahead and cross it. Hey! Cross it! Cross it! Cross it! Cross it! Cross the obstacle! 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 Surmount the devil! Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. By the time this week is out, somebody will be returning back here with evidence of obstacle crossing. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Finally, this will be number 6. And this is the, okay, let me say a second thing. Where faith is out of place. Second thing I'd like to say for number 5. Where faith is out of place, it is easy to be buried. Somebody say, God forbid. And I'm not talking about burying in death now. It is easy to be swallowed up by the challenges of life where faith is out of place. It is easy to be swallowed up, to be literally swallowed up by mountains and confrontations. Finally, number 6. Faith is necessary for navigating the future you have not seen. That future that you haven't seen, faith is necessary for navigating that future. That is, faith is what gives you the capacity to head in the future you have not even sighted. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You haven't seen it. Hebrews 11:8-9. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. He was just going. He didn't know where he was going. But faith says, that is your future. This is very important. Now, listen to 3 things and we are through. First, faith deals with the realities of the unseen realm. It deals with the realities of the unseen realm. God says you will be big, you will be great, you will be this and that. You haven't seen it. But faith says it is there. Another way to say it is this. That's second. Faith causes you to be able to believe in and relate with realities that you haven't seen. It causes you to believe in and relate with realities you haven't seen. One of the young men that we went to university together, J.
generally leading many people. He said to me, did you forget what you told us? He said, you gathered us together and you were talking and you said, in this country, the time will come and that God will use us to build a place that is 100,000 seater and worshippers will gather and go on their knees in worship. In university, 400 level, 500 level. As he talked and talked, I related with it. He said, you said it clearly. I was not married, but I was counseling married people. Because I saw a marriage that would be beautiful ahead before I married. You see realities that don't exist yet. I function with dignity like a multimillionaire or a billionaire or anything. When there was just a couple of shoes that could be anointed with oil if need be. Am I speaking to someone here at all? That is what faith does for you. The devil say you are here. The circumstances of life say you are here. And faith says you are there. I announce to somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, you will step where God has taken you. I said, even before church started, nations will be coming to catch fire. That we will be setting people on fire from nations and scatter them to different nations to kindle the world on fire. Is that not happening today? Maybe in today's service we may have. Maybe they can tell us how many countries are represented today. 10. 9. 10. That is, people left there. There are days, 14 countries, 20 something. They came, paid airfare from America to sit down, catch fire and take it there. It was said longest time. Heads of nations, leaders will take counsel from us. It's happening abundantly. Am I communicating? That is what faith does for you. God said it. You can relate with it. You can believe for his possibility. You are able to believe in and relate with realities you haven't seen. Let me round off that note. Fourthly, faith causes you to make moves in the direction of the future you haven't seen. You have not seen it yet, but you are moving in that direction. Finally, without faith, it is easy for life to be stuck in the past. When you see people whose life just remains in good old days, it is easy for life to be stuck in the past without faith. But with faith, the story is Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. The path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. And my Lord has the key of David. He opens and none can shut. He has opened the door for me. And no man can shut the door. Adonai has the key of David. He opens and none can shut. He has opened the door for me, and no man can shut the door.
I have stepped into my season of open doors. Hey! I have arrived at my moment of open doors.
It's my open door. It's my year of open doors.
Is my open door.
Lord, I've come to my open door. Is my open door.
Is my year of open door.
Is my open door. Lord, I've come to my open door.
Before we stand and pray, the counsel I gave in the first service applies. Do all it takes to understand the mystery of faith. If faith is difficult for you, if faith looks mysterious to you, do everything you can to understand the mystery of faith. For it delights on you. Spiritual journey. Do all it takes. Lord, anything I need to know about faith, help me to know it. That is what this month is about. Secondly, do all you can to grow your faith. Faith is in levels. There's little faith. There is no faith. There is little faith. There is great faith. There is exceeding great faith. And the weight of your faith, the size of your faith, determines the size of your result. No little faith can deliver mega exploits. No. The best little faith can achieve is little result.
It's my open door.
It's my year of open door.
It's my open door. Lord, I've come.
Somebody who has been blessed by the word today, stand on your feet and shout the Lord and say amen.
It's my open door. It's my year of open door. Amen. It's my open door. Lord, I come. It's my open door. 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 Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Lord, I come.
It's my
open door. It's my open door. It's my open door. It's my open door. Let us come to my open door.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. And lift up your two hands.
It's my open door. It's my year of open door. It's my open door. Lord, I've come to my open door.
Place the same prayer we pray in the first service and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I make demand
for the baptism.
Alright, before we go there, lift your hands and say, Father,
thank you
for your word
to me
today. I receive the ministration
of your word.
Thank you
for your word.
Open your mouth and pray.
Oh.
this my
in the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and pray this prayer after me. Now the second prayer. Say, Father,
Father,
I make demands
for the baptism
of the Spirit
of faith.
Today,
I receive
an impartation
of that Spirit
right now
in the name of Jesus.
Now, by the Spirit of faith, you're able to say what normal people can't say. You dare what others can't dare. You do what others can't do. One more time, say, Father,
Father,
I make demands
for the baptism
of the Spirit of faith.
Today,
I receive
an impartation
of that Spirit
right now.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
I make demands
for the baptism
of the Spirit of faith.
Today,
I receive
an impartation
of that Spirit
right now, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Ismael of Obondo. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands everywhere you are. I receive what God is dropping. I see the release of peace.
Amen.
In the midst of a crisis. Lao Satiria. Somebody at the end of the rope. Which means you are at the end of hope. I see Jehovah, I see help. He says to you, it's too late to give up now. There have been more drastic times in your life. Times when you confronted death and danger head on. And you survived. Somebody is receiving deliverance.
Amen.
From misrepresentation. Amen. False accusation. People who know you, who love you, now see you in a different light. That garment is being set on fire. Somebody is receiving the restoration and recovery of the things that are lost. The restoration of your dignity, your glory. The restoration of your favor. Hey! It's your two hands. I see an ancestral curse being broken. A generational curse, a negative pattern being broken.
Amen.
The rest of the spirit of death. Lift up your hand.
your hands for his hands upon him. Please lay your hands. Please lay your hands. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord,
I need your help. Your hands when I say the name of Jesus, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive, and let the power of God rush to you. Father, let the fire fall. Lay your hands on your children. Do something new in someone's life that they will never live to recover from. Are you ready in the name of Jesus? 1, 2, and 3. I receive. Pray in the spirit, receive. Yoke has been broken.
Amen.
That garment of widowhood is set on fire.
Amen.
Of widowhood is set on fire.
Amen.
That garment of reproach is set on fire.
Amen.
Father, thank you.
Thank you.
Adonai, thank you.
Thank you.
Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Give him the praise and the honor. Give the Lord the praise.